Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio. Channel Radio. Channel Radio.
Who cares when? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio. On the bright side.
Welcome. It's Who Cares Wins. You are here tuned in to channelradio.co.uk with me. Yes, the strange voice that you haven't heard for a while, Angela Breyer Stevenson. I'm back. Yes, live on air. I'm just testing as well that I can hear myself, which is a very strange thing, but I'm actually tuned in on the website, as hopefully most of you are, on www.channelradio.co.uk. to make sure that I'm actually broadcasting. Well, I can hear myself, so hopefully you can too. If you've got your TuneIn apps on your smartphones, if you've got the Facebook app through Channel Radio's Facebook page as well, you can hear us. Welcome. And first of all, if I can just say a big heartfelt thank you to all of you who sent me wishes, tweets, Facebook notes, cards in the post. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone for your warm wishes and condolences and thoughts expressed to me during the last few weeks. Mum's funeral went very, very well. She had a great send-off on Wednesday. And so I just wanted to say a huge thank you to everybody. Of course, without people like Jan, my co-host, Jan Mulligan, without Paul Andrews and Kevin from Channel Radio, amongst a whole host of other people, I wouldn't have been able to keep Who Cares Wins going, keeping the show and the guests and all the interactions going. Apologies, we have been a little bit lapsed online with Facebook and Twitter, but hopefully you can forgive us. And of course, the Wellbeing Symposium that was going on last week, and also Women Mean Business over in Westwood Cross at the G Casino with Christine Holmes. So apologies, I was absent from all of those events, and I hear that they went fantastically well. And I know that Jan has got oodles of interviews from the Wellbeing Symposium, and she'll be airing those on the show in the forthcoming weeks. So hot off the press, you'll watch Twitter, and we will be tagging you if we have your Twitter address from the Wellbeing Symposium of your interviews that Jan took there. As always, don't forget our sponsor for the show, Kent Connections, the wonderful health and wellbeing complementary therapy guide, either a booklet form free from a variety of outlets over the UK, or mainly in Kent, but also online. So again, worldwide domination rules. We have the internet. Therefore, if you go to www.kentconnections.co.uk, you can have a look at the online therapies. You can find a therapist, people like myself, Future Life Progression. They're listed in there. Relaxation, yoga, meditation. And also there's groups. You can find out if there's a local group that meet around meditation or relaxation or yoga. And also there's various events that are listed. If people are holding particular events or taster workshops, they're all on the website. So do have a look. I know that Kent Connections is undergoing a little bit of change because they have a new owner. And I spoke to the lovely lady Alison a couple of weeks ago, and they're looking at a new magazine coming out from February onwards next year. So in the meantime, if you are interested in either posting information, advertising in their book, advertising on the website, then do contact them via the website page, which is www.kentconnections, that's spelt with an X, .co.uk. The other thing, just finally, with regards to my mum's funeral, was amazing that I just want to say a big thanks to and give a mention to some companies that were involved. A local florist to where I live in Westgate in Kent, Emma Campbell. And if you have a look on the website, emmacampbellflorist.co.uk, she did an amazing, amazing Spitfire for my family and for my mother. So yes, it was a near enough replica of the Spitfire at the Manston Spitfire Museum at Manston in Kent, amongst other beautiful flower arrangements. We also had a little paw print, we had a heart, we had a pillow with musical notes on. So she is an amazing florist lady, such creativity she has. John Weir, of course, the funeral directors, and the wonderful lady Dina that looked after us. And of course, I can highly recommend Upchurch River Valley Golf Club, which is up near Sittingbourne. Beautiful place to go and have lunch. Just pop along there. You don't even have to be a member, as well as they do organise functions, and you can hire the room, which is a marvellous, huge room. And the ladies there who served us are absolutely brilliant. Customer service, Gold Star Award goes to them. So a big thank you. Thank you very much. And finally, cancer research. Of course, this week is the Roy Castle Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And with cancer research being one of my mother's sort of dying wishes to have any flower tributes and any monies left if none of her surviving people were around, she wanted it to go to cancer research. So we've had so far £530 donated through people that obviously wanted to send flowers and instead sent a donation. So I was just absolutely blown away. So a huge thank you around the globe to everyone who sent their love and wishes. And apologies if I'm all over the place today, because I've been away from this studio for a little while, as you know. A few things have changed, a few buttons and things I've got to press, but hopefully we'll get there. So remember, contacting us and our beautiful, marvellous, very good friend of mine and also guest for today, Shirley Palmer. Thank you, Shirley, for joining me in the studio and bearing with me with all the various bits trying to get my head on today. But if you want to contact Shirley as we chat through various topics today around health and well-being and obviously the fantastic work that Shirley does, you can call us first of all if you wish, whether it be in the UK or from further afield and you're in the States perhaps listening in, then you can call us on the +44 if you're overseas, miss out the zero, and then dial 1-303-874-998. And of course if you're in the UK then it's just the plain old 01-303-874-998. You can, of course, we have the Twitter feed here in the studio. So @CaresWins is our Twitter handle. If you want to post a tweet, say hi, post a comment within 140 characters, then obviously I will aim to get through all of those tweets. And I have our Facebook page up as well. So if you want to tag us in Facebook, our Who Cares Wins Radio Facebook page, then please do. It'd be great to hear from you, even if it's just warm wishes to Shirley, who has zoomed in and found us in our little Hagelands retreat, I like to call it, because a Monday is quite a quiet place here on a Monday. A lot of places aren't open on a Monday. So I do feel that it's like a bit of a retreat in this studio, because it's just you and I, Shirley.
How delightful.
And the alpacas, completely. Of course.
Yes, indeed.
So a formal welcome, Shirley Palmer. ShirleyPalmer.com, and we'll talk more about websites and all other wonderful things that you do. But first of all, Shirley, for our guests who are listening from a variety of corners of the world, if you could just tell us, we met through Anne Gersh, of course, when we both did our Future Life Progression training with Anne. But of course, you have been running your own business successfully for many, many years. So just for our audience to understand, how did you come into doing this wonderful life coaching business of yours, this transformational business that you do?
What's my world and who am I? So I'm a simple farmer's daughter from Northern Ireland. Home for me was Northern Ireland, green fields, sheep, wonderful. Other animals, etc. Oh. Fled those shores when I was around 21, came to the bright lights of London, and fell in love with the concept of business, wanting to build my own business and what that would be.
Yeah.
Not being 100% sure, I decided, okay, what do you go train in? So I trained actually as an accountant.
Ah, we have some similarities there too.
There we go.
Yeah.
Subsequently spent actually about 18 years in private equity. So for those in the audience who are not familiar, it's basically buying and selling businesses, exceedingly risky, very professional, very interesting. So it gave me the whole broad spectrum of what is a business, how do we look at a business, being able to build and grow a business. I today would say, what is a business? It's a product, bunch of people. If those bunch of people aren't in the right mindset, how is that business going to be successful? For the importance in that. But about 8 years ago, my journey changed. 8 years ago when I went to Africa, one of my sisters, Tracy, was looking for a trip, trying to decide what she wanted to do to take her husband and her three kids. I gave her a few suggestions, being the one in the family had traveled. We all ended up deciding to go to Africa. We did Five Dales, Cape Town, Massamari, what have you. And I came back from that trip. There was a pivotal moment in that trip where my 12-year-old niece said to me, "Auntie, why are these people so happy when they have nothing?" Mm-hmm. So it was
out
a huge,
of the mouths huge, of babes.
Precisely. So a huge reminder for all of us that, you know, we create our own happiness. Happiness is not our things. We are not our stories. We are not our things. Yeah. So I came back from that trip feeling I knew I wasn't happy in my job. I had all the wonderful, lovely things, but I wasn't feeling fulfilled. And I had a huge desire to give back to society and to really help teach people how to live a simpler and easier life. So my journey has gone across that. We fast forward 8 years later, kind of looking where am I today.
Wow.
It's kind of stunning and amazing and wonderful. So we have a base in London. We have a base in LA. I've just released my book last month.
Yes, the book which you brought along. I see it hiding down there.
I did.
And we'll talk a little bit about that later, if I may.
Indeed, indeed. And I'm blessed with clients all over the world. So for me, the journey was, what could I do to make a difference? And I guess it took me until 8 years ago to decide what was my purpose and understanding the importance of your purpose in life. So for me, I look at my purpose and helping other people understand what is their purpose. How can they live a happier, more simpler life? And understanding how to embrace it.
And interesting, I think, for a lot of our listeners who may be not familiar with maybe coaching and transformational coaching per se, a lot of people hear shows like this talking about people finding their purpose and then how a lot of coaches, we've had Kerry Hales, who's another coach who was on last week, forgive me if it wasn't last week, week before, and sometimes I hear people talk to me and they go, oh, I don't quite understand it. How do you find your purpose? How did you, Shirley, suddenly realize? Was it like, was it a dream? Something came into you in the night? Was it something you saw on a sign on a bus shelter? Or is it just a culmination of taking time out, which I want to come back to? Because interestingly, it was something that came through to me today on my Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development about how we need to take time out. So the relaxation, the switching off, almost the doing nothing helps our creativity process. So I'm intrigued to maybe explore or expand for our listeners. Yeah. How do you find your purpose?
Okay. I'm personally speaking, I'm convinced that actually we already know our purpose. We've always known our purpose. We just haven't allowed ourselves to explore that and see what that is. So if I was to use an example of that, you know, some of the clients that come to me are in their 30s or 40s, for example, and what they've done over their schooling, going to university, taking on the first job, is they've allowed themselves to be guided by other people around them rather than what the heart is guiding them, rather than allowing themselves to really fall in love with what it is that they're passionate about. Yeah. I'm a great believer that if you allow yourself, if you're doing something and you're not fully passionate about, I would beg the question, why are you doing it? Because we, you know, we're on this earth for such a short space of time. Mm-hmm. You want to be doing something that you really embrace and you really enjoy every day and how you can bring it about. And it doesn't matter what that job is, because for some people it could be doing lots of different things. Mm-hmm. But as long as you're feeling rewarded in that, if you're not feeling rewarded in it, it does question how you're feeling about life. So I think the key thing I would do with people is to help them sit down and really look at, well, you know, where are you in your life? What is important in your life? What do you really enjoy? What do you really like to do? You tend to see people that are phenomenally left-brained who say, oh, well, I'm not creative.
And just for our listeners, explain what you mean by left-brained or left hemisphere dominant.
Okay, so people that are always in a thinking mode, people that are always focused from the mind and from a logical perspective rather than allowing themselves to be right-brained, which is much more creative, so more artistic.
Okay.
Now, the reality is we're all both. Mm-hmm. We may have a dominance, but we are all both. And the importance is to allow ourselves to bring in both on a daily basis and allow ourselves to work from that space. It's also important that you're connecting yourself with your heart to your desire of what it is that you're doing and how you're expressing that. Yes, we need the brain to take us forward, but it's important to bring your heart along too. I tend to say lead with the heart and bring the brain along too. It's a little bit
more
logical.
Linked, so it's useful to bring both.
Useful to bring both.
And one thing as well, I wanted to just, again, from your perspective and from your experience, many years of experience, there's also sometimes the people will throw at you perhaps the whole, well, I can't possibly do what I love because it doesn't pay enough and I've got a huge mortgage and debts and a family to support, da 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 da. That wonderful conversation that tends to go on.
So I would simply say, when you follow your passion, you're finding your purpose, the money will always be there. It always comes.
Mm.
It always comes. And the thing that's going to pull you off guard is fear, which, of course, is one of the wonderful words in my book.
one of those 12 words. Yeah.
It's that, you know, it's that scary aspect of, oh, how will we do it? How will we survive? Mm. What does that look like? And I think the key thing there is helping people understand, well, what is it that you think that you don't have that you could have just because of the extra money?
Mm.
It's helping people understand all these things that you have. Do you actually need all of those things? So for some people, it's actually really stripping back what they have. For others, it's, you know, I've had clients that have been in the corporate world and they're like, but I want to go do this. Can I do this? So what it is being able to help go through your process for them so that they can do an element of both. And there's a transition that can come into play so that they can see the natural transition of how they can move into what is more important to them.
And I think that's the key thing for our listeners to remember is that it is very much about a transitional process. It's not about, so I wake up one morning, I go and see Shirley or any other particular transformational coach or expert, and I have to go in, resign today, give up my job, and then wake up in the morning and think, okay, now how do I bring the money in and what am I doing? It is a process. It is almost working at it to say, okay, yes, I may have understood and finally realized by taking time and maybe seeking help from others like yourself, Shirley, where now I understand what my true purpose is. And now how do I make that happen?
Yeah.
And it could be 6 months, it could be 12 months, it could be longer, but you're on at least what I call the correct pathway for you right now and how you then make that happen. I'm just getting weird messages. One moment. Just ignore that. It says my computer should be shut down, but I'm going to ignore that. We'll carry on. So, yes, it is very much that, you know, transformational, but also transitional, I think, is quite a key word for people to remember. So, you've chosen a bit of music. There's a few little tricks up our sleeve today with music. Some of them you've heard before, listener. But the first one we're going to play is the dear old Katy Perry. And it's the old Roars of the Lion. So enjoy, and we will be back in a tick.
Quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot.
Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio.
Who cares when? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
On the bright side.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your roaring along to Katy Perry there. Yes, you are tuned in to Who Cares Wins, the wonderful health and wellbeing show here on channelradio.co.uk. I am Angela Bryer-Stevenson. Yes, I know you're possibly wondering what this voice is. It's not been around for a while. But thank you for your patience and your understanding. But I am joined in the studio by my very good friend and also a wonderful guest over from the States, Shirley Palmer. The wonderful transformational expert. I'm going to label you now, Shirley. Is that right?
Thank you. That's delightful, of course.
Now, sure, we talked about Katy Perry and Raw. Now, that's also quite a link to why you chose that song, isn't it? It's quite appropriate for a Monday and roaring. People can roar about all sorts of things, can't they?
They can, and I think the key thing here is on a Monday morning, how many people get up on a Monday morning a little stressed, a little bothered. They've had an enjoyable weekend and the thought process of going to maybe work and not really enjoying it. So, you know, the thought process of Roar is really, well, what have you got to roar about in your life? You know, and I would take that to a double angle. So, you know, what have we got to be grateful for in our lives? You know, the joy of being alive, having a roof over your head, having food in your fridge. You know, so many people spend so much time under stress complaining about so many things without paying attention to the importance of gratitude, which is so simple.
It is. And I think sometimes when I know from my experience with mindfulness and my journey and my studies that gratitude is a key part of almost daily practice, and actually acknowledging what you're grateful for, almost down to, we actually have a group where we have a private group on Facebook, and all of us will actually post up, you know, what we're grateful for today. And I know when I first approached the task, I was a little bit like, oh, what am I grateful for? So it's like, I'm grateful for the telly or the car or the business or that client. And it was always sort of those, almost I would label them the materialistic things. And then I've, over time, have realized and come down, the basic thing, I'm just grateful for my breathing, for my actual eyes to be able to see this beautiful sunrise or sunset. So it becomes it does sound very simplistic, but actually the more I'm grateful for those simple things in life, I do find a warmth with that and almost a resource of strength.
Yeah, precisely. That's the most important thing, being able to take it to that space and understand what you have where so many other people don't. You know what, maybe some of the listeners aren't aware, but there's over 3 billion people in the world. That's nearly half the population in the world that survive on $2.50 a day.
Which in English would be
about 175, something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's very, very, you know, if you kind of 50 quid a month, you know, how would you survive on 50 quid a month? I mean, that's pretty scary to think that that's possible. The people in other aspects of the world that have no food, have no water, all these other things, all the things that we tend to take for granted. And yet we're complaining about, oh, I didn't get to watch my TV show. Oh, my coffee wasn't right. Or I stubbed my toe when I fell out of bed. You know, all these crazy little things that really are immaterial in the scheme of things. So I encourage people to deal with gratitude on a daily basis. So start your morning with gratitude. Think about what it is that you've got to be thankful for, being able to wake up, the blue skies, the rain, the whatever it is, just allowing yourself to look around you and for the expression and experience. I tend to say, well, why are we here? What is this life about? It's about having fun, experiencing life, and being able to express ourselves through it no matter what happens. And at the end of the day, I like to encourage clients and myself to literally sit down and write my gratitude for the day. And you get that wonderful opportunity to replay your day over again and think about all the great people, the person on the bus, the person that did your coffee, someone in work. When was the last time you said thank you to your boss? You know, all those little things that you could just trigger along through the day. And the joy is, to do gratitude at night before we go to sleep, even if you haven't got time to write it because you're exhausted, just speak it out, because then you're putting the energy out there. Is to go to sleep from a space of gratitude. You're putting yourself into a wonderful vibration. You will sleep really well. It puts you into a great dream mode. You'll wake feeling even better in the morning.
It sounds marvelous. And I also, when I hear people talk about it and perhaps listen from some place or a space where they're not doing that, and it's like, oh, it sounds all a bit what's the word I want, airy fairy, or my husband would say mumbo jumbo. And so it's almost, for me, I encourage people to, well, just try it. What have you got to lose? It's just a case of you maybe writing it down, and just see.
Yeah.
See if you do feel different. It's almost, there's nothing to lose. You're not going to create any huge change of circumstances at home or life or work. Or you may. There may be thoughts, again, this purpose may start to arise, that things start to look and feel different. I know with my mindfulness practice, that's one of the key things that's really, and I explained it to somebody the other day, helped me not only in times of grief, for example, with my mum, but almost everything is tuned that little bit sharper. So colours are much more vibrant, sounds are so much louder. My sight seems to be that much more vivid in what I see and the attention of what's there, rather than just, oh, it's a motorway. Oh, wow, actually, there's so much going on. So actually, it really just seems as everything, like someone's got a dial and they've turned up every sense, whether it be hear, touch, taste, sound, smell. And everything's been increased in that volume. So I don't know how you've experienced, also with clients as well, Shirley.
Mindfulness is incredibly important, and it's you know, the emphasis there is about helping people understand how to quieten the mind to the space. Scientists tell us today that we have anything between 60,000 to 100,000 thoughts a day. I tend to say, imagine how powerful you would feel and how focused you would be if you could take that down to 6,000. Mm. So we have to recognize the bombardment between social media, people being out in the world, and understanding how that resonates and how we can literally change that. The key here is what happens with most people is they fall into a routine and a habit of always going backwards. The mind's natural, the lizard brain, the lizard brain of our society today has encouraged that what we always do is we keep going backwards, we keep wanting to go over things. So my little tip to the audience would be, you know, when the past goes to call you again, imagine it's your mobile phone or your house phone. And literally all you do is you just press the little button and send it a voicemail. Mm-hmm. Because the past is not going to tell you anything new. It's the same story playing over again. Mm-hmm. And the part, you can't really do an awful lot about it. You have to be able to just say, be aware of it, let it go, move forward from there. There's a huge importance, as we talked earlier about FLP, of allowing yourself to tap into the energy of your future, the potential of you, where you could go, what you could do, and allowing yourself to bring that energy back to you. But the key thing is really about staying present and staying in the now. When you allow yourself to stay present and stay now, you become so much more aware of what else is going on around you and the positiveness that brings on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And I know from my own experience in these last recent weeks, that I could have so easily got caught up. And I have really noticed a difference, Shirley, in my difference between when my father passed away 7 years ago and my mother passing away a couple of weeks ago. The difference in how I have been able to, I say deal with it, I don't know if that's the right word, but for those listeners that know me, yes, I'm very sort of outward going, and always people give me the feedback, oh, I'm always positive, always happy. And for me, when I lost my father, it was this huge sort of, what am I going to do without him? And it was real selfish, you know, sort of like, oh, you know, I miss him and it's all about me. and really couldn't, to a degree, get to grips in, he's not here anymore and that's not fair. And there's all sorts of, with the grief emotions, of course, anger and frustration and loss. But with my mother, it was very different. And I don't know, again, whether my mindfulness, I think, is what's the resource that's really given me that inner strength. And it's not so much strength, actually. It's more about me being able to not get caught up with the whole story of, if only I'd done this, and if only I'd done, you know, from the past, and what had gone on before, and oh, if I'd changed that, and what if I could have changed the future, and
awareness.
What if I'd done that? And it was really not getting caught up. It was there. I'm not going to deny that those thoughts didn't go around, but I didn't get hung up in that storyboard, and then obviously would maybe perhaps pull myself down and then would definitely be hiding in a cave somewhere and no one would know where I've gone. Being able to, I suppose, find that there is this element of joyfulness within the grief, if that sounds weird, Shirley, but maybe it doesn't to you. Might do to my listeners.
Might do to your listeners, but no. I tend to look at it. I lost my mum just over 6 years ago. So I understand the situation you're in right now. When it's so close afterwards, it is quite a challenging thing to do. But the most important thing I would say to anybody else out there who may be in a very challenged position right now, or they may be grieving, they may have an ill friend or an ill parent, they may have someone who's terminal, the most important thing is to be there for them, to share your love, stay positive with them, and be aware of your emotions and your feelings. The emphasis here is about bringing the awareness to them, allowing yourself to express them. Don't bottle them up. If they're coming up for a reason, allow them to come out. If someone's going to cry. Allow that emotion out of the physical body. So it's important to allow yourself to express.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure if there is a complete link here, Shirley, to our next song, but it is called Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Reasons for you choosing that song for today? I mean, I know there's a whole host of analogies here.
The emphasis of being able to shake it off is my work I refer to as visiting the four rooms, the mind, the body, the spirit, and the emotions. What's the one thing that every day pulls everybody off? It's our emotions. So people get stuck with their emotions in their head. So, you know, a great way to take a minute to get out of your head, and even if you're in your office right now, is literally get up off your seat, go shake it off.
Yeah.
Let it go for a minute. Just step away from everything else that you think is in your head. So literally shake it off.
Shake it off. Well, let's have a little shake it off now. Enjoy, and we'll be back in a tick.
Cause the place
shake. Yeah.
Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio.
Who cares when? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
I'm a bright star.
Well, I trust you were shaking it off there and you've let it go and all of the other wonderful phrases and analogies that are out there. So, yes, you're joined with me, Angela Bryer Stevenson, on Who Cares Wins, the health and wellbeing radio show here on channelradio.co.uk. I am joined in the studio by the wonderful Shirley Palmer, the international Shirley Palmer. We've been talking all wonderful things around managing stress, looking at changing our life, our purpose, you know, making sure that we're happy in what we're doing. So don't forget, if you want to get hold of us, you can tweet us on @CaresWins. I've got a Twitter feed live in the studio here. I've also got the telephone if you want to give us a call on 01303 874 998. If you're phoning from overseas, don't forget it's +44 for the UK. And of course, emails, you can email the studio at whocareswinsradio.co.uk, or I've noticed we've got studio at channelradio.co.uk. And I've just had a question come in, Shirley. If I may, Shirley, I'm going to read this out to you. We have a question from, hi there, Devon Buchanan from London. He'd love to ask you, Shirley, what would you recommend as a tool or methodology to protect our intentions to transform our lives when perhaps family and friends view such attempts as perhaps heretical, or maybe that's hysterical, or heretical, and breaking the norms? How can we engage with the process of transformation without it disrupting the paths of those we love and who simply can't or won't understand our attempt to change the way things which they perceive as perfectly correct? Because that's the way that it's always been done. So, Shirley, that's a long question.
That is a long question. Thank you. So, we're looking at
tools and methodology to protect our intentions to transform our lives when those around us, perhaps they will, things are, that's just the way it is. You just have to put up with it, shut up and get on.
Devon, thank you very much for a very powerful question, I think, for a lot of people around us today. Mm. And I think the most important thing that I would say in there is you've got to go back to yourself. You've got to go back to your inner self. You've got to go back to the importance of who you are. I talked a little bit earlier about, you know, people that come to me as clients in their 30s and 40s, and really what they've done is they've taken on all the layers of the onions of other people's perceptions of who they should be, what they should be, what they should do, how that's presented. So the importance, I think, here is allowing yourself to slowly peel the layers of the onions back for you to be the person that you are, to not be wearing a cloak for others' benefits, and allowing yourself just to simply show up as you, the loving person, tender person that you are. We can't always help everybody else understand our journey. We can't always help everybody else understand what looks like our story. But the bottom line is our friends, our families, they will always love us for who we are, no matter what else is going on. Mm. So the most important tool I would say to you is simply be yourself. Just show up. And as long as you're loving them the best you possibly can, they in turn will undoubtedly love you too.
They will. And Devon, if I can add there, I know from my own personal journey and people that I've worked with in the past, is that also remember that they're not obviously buying in at the same time with your change, quite rightly or wrongly, because everyone's view on life is very, very different, and we're all such unique individuals. And so sometimes it's useful for us to just appreciate and understand where they're coming from, if at all. You know, can we just pull on something that, oh, okay, that's maybe where they're coming from, and to almost perhaps see where there is some sort of linkage that you may be able to sort of drop in their world just for a few seconds and then almost help lead them into where you're looking at it from. I always think of that picture, Shirley. Do you remember the picture that a lot of people use with the old woman, the young woman, and you it's merged together. Yeah. And I think that is such a great example of how often we can be sort of, you know, but it's an old woman. Can't you see that? You know, that's what's there. You know, what are you, mad? You can see a young woman. What are you on about?
Well, it's a little bit like taking the blinkers off. You know, we had Katy Perry earlier in Roar. There's a brilliant picture that's floating around at the moment, which is a little kitten looking into a puddle and you see the big lion. You know, when we allow ourselves to just shine out from our own hearts, or I would call it your own shining light, actually, that's the thing that people like. That's the thing that attracts people. And it's not possible to please everybody.
No.
And, you know, but, you know, the key thing here is there's always going to be people around us who don't like us, who want to criticize us, who want to judge us. We must endeavor to spend our lives not criticizing others, not judging others, to hold everybody in the precious space that they are in. Because as you said, Angela, they're on their journey. We've got to respect that they're on their journey. Yeah. And they may not understand ours.
Absolutely.
And therefore, you know, do the best that you do with the best intentions that you do.
Yeah.
And, you know, going back to the beginning of what Devin said, there was set your intentions and always setting your intentions from a positive space.
Mm.
And, you know, love and gratitude, two key words in my book, love and gratitude, reminding people to, you know, sharing loving kindness.
Yeah.
And, you know, always being kind to someone else. We don't know where they are. We don't know their story. Yes, we're not our stories. You know, I met a beautiful one, and a few days ago I met a gentleman who shared with me that he's an ex-prisoner. He now works for the Samaritans.
Oh, wow.
And we had an incredible conversation, and actually he has invited me to go and join him for a prison visit.
Fantastic.
And, you know, a lot of people will judge him because he is an ex-prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
There he is now. He's turned his life around and doing an amazing work. So he's a listener in the Samaritans, and actually he's training listeners. So you see, a lot of people will look at him and judge him.
Yeah,
that's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Judge him, label him, put a label on him.
Mm.
But actually his nearest and dearest around him know, understand his story. He's been able to deal with the forgiveness. He's had to forgive himself. He's had to step into a space of empowering himself and now see what he's doing. How joyful to be able to help others in that amazing way too.
Absolutely. And the message. And I know with time I want to make sure that we do explore the topic of your book that was launched at the beginning of October, Shirley, because I know that you're very modest and you're sitting there, no, I want to help others and talk with other people, interact. So thank you, Devin, for that marvellous question and for tuning in and listening in. Those of you that may be listening back on a Thursday, because this show goes out again 2 a.m. in the morning on UK time and also 12 o'clock again on Thursday. So if you're listening back, then that's great. If you have any questions for Shirley, don't forget that even though we're not live in the studio on Thursday, you can still get hold of Shirley on Twitter and also via her website. So her Twitter address is at Shirley Mindset. And again, we're following them via our Twitter and our Facebook page, so you can always find her links there. So Shirley, before we run out of time, I just want to explore, you've got that great book and I love the cover. I love the image, and I'm going to send a photo of that out while you chat in a moment. Why the book? Why bring out this book? The 12 words, think it, do it. Think it, feel it, do it.
Great question. Funny, I was at a conference on Friday late afternoon, and people were saying, well, so why did you write it? Why did you write it? I was actually writing something else completely. And then one day I sat down and the inspiration came through that said, no, the title of the book needs to be 12 words. I refer to this simplistic book as a means and a way to play the game of life. And it's playing the game of life through emotional intelligence. A little bit as we touched on earlier, you know, what's the one thing that pulls us off track every day? Our emotions. So for the listeners listening, I'll just quickly run through the words and a little synopsis of what I say is important with the words.
Great.
So to embrace change. Remember, change happens all the time. It is a constant in our lives. We have to learn to embrace it.
Mm.
To let fear go. You know, acknowledging and understanding what is fear, false evidence appearing real, to be courageous, allowing yourself to take the courage in your life to move forward and take that next step to allow yourself to learn and grow. Always believe. The most important element of belief I would refer to is about believing in yourself. If you do not believe in yourself, how is it possible for you to show up every day? And how is it possible for you to present yourself in your business and in your world?
Mm.
Trust. Trust, 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 trust. Trust in the universe. Trust in the knowledge of the powers that be. Trust in yourself. And trust and know that it will always be okay. You will always survive throughout whatever turmoil you feel that you're going through. Ask. Ask is a big one. A lot of people forget to ask. Ask for guidance. Ask for support. Ask your family. Ask in prayer. Ask in meditation. Remember, if you ask in prayer, please, please sit afterwards. Allow yourself to get the messages and the answers to come back to you. Use your intuition. Big one for all those ladies out there. Ladies, the one most important gift that you were all born with, and I'm sorry for the guys, but us ladies have a little bit more of an upper edge when it comes to intuition. You want to call it your gut feeling, call it your gut feeling. It's telling you something. It's like your own little inner coach. You need to pay attention to that as well. I then refer to action. So I would say practice inspired action. So don't just do something just for the sake of doing it. Feel that you really want to do it. Feel the passion that's bringing to you to actually do it. Live your purpose. We talked a little bit earlier about your purpose. So again, allowing yourself to find what is your purpose? What brings that joy and excitement to your life? What do you feel really good about? And what is it that you want to be sharing? What is your message? Every single person listening out here has got a special gift. Every single one of you has got a message to share with the world in whatever way that is. So please, please, I encourage you to live that.
Mm.
Be happy. Be happy no matter what. Be happy for no reason. As Marcy Shimoff, was in The Secret. Marcy also was in The Chicken Pursuit for the Soul. And Marcy actually endorsed my book as well. And she will say, be happy for no reason. Go back to that little story I said earlier in Africa. Those kids that have nothing and they're just happy.
Mm.
Your things don't make you happy. You make you happy. You choose to be happy.
Definitely.
Life is about having that choice to be happy every day. The 11th word is love. You know, the most powerful vibration, the most powerful thing that we can do every day, the most powerful place we can work from every day is allowing ourselves to love, to be loved, to share love, to love others no matter what. Unconditional love is the most powerful one we can have. And actually, we end up with gratitude, as we touched on earlier, the importance and the most, I think, probably one of the most powerful tools that we can use in a daily basis is bring in gratitude. So for me, this is probably an element of my journey as well, if I'm honest, because I've gone through a lot of these. So in the book, I share aspects of myself in different ways. The book is a very simple read. Anybody that's picking it up, I would say to you, please just read a chapter a day. It is a powerful tool. Each word is broken into a think it section, a feel it section, and a do it section. So through
Fantastic.
The feel it and do it, you're getting all these actionable processes to bring in your own success levels.
Yeah. Fantastic. And of course, we will post the link on our Facebook page, and I will also tweet it out the rest of this week as to how you can get hold of a copy of Shirley's book, because it is available via Amazon. There's also a link on your website as well, isn't there, Shirley,
there
that
is.
People can get to.
So anybody that might want a signed copy of the book, I would suggest come to my website and we can arrange signed copies and have it delivered to you.
Well, with the nature of Thanksgiving, though, Shirley, Shirley has come along because obviously part of her time is spent in LA as well as in the UK. So I'm honoured that you're here in the studio during your time in the UK. So thank you for sparing some time over here, Shirley.
My pleasure.
It was great to have a hug from you. That's so very selfish there. But also, as it's Thanksgiving week in the US, you've kindly offered a little thanksgiving of yourself with regard to your book and a bit of a giveaway to our listeners.
Yes, why not? Indeed.
So, we'll just clarify, you're offering to give away 3 signed books.
Yep.
So she will sign them in the studio today, and then we will get them off to you. So don't forget that to let us know details such as name and address, which we'll follow up with you, and we'll get that on email so it's all nice and data secure. But you're just literally simplistic. We're not going to make it too hard, are we, Shirley? We're not going to have to. They don't have to do a quiz, do they, and a test?
No.
Exam.
Very simply, what we'd like is for you to just put through a little tweet to us. On happiness, purpose, or love. So one of those 3 words, send us through something that resonates to you, something that you feel is important to you, and we will pick 3 out of those, and I am delighted to send each of you a book.
That would be absolutely fantastic. So again, we'll remind you on Twitter for the rest of the week. Those of you that are listening back on Thursday, don't panic and think you're not in there. You can also take part on Thursday. What we'll do, I think Shirley and I will get together via the wonderful social media airwaves of the internet as well. And we will pick, Shirley will pick, I'm not going to pick, it's Shirley's book, so she gets to choose the 3 best thoughts, phrases, experiences, sharings within 140 characters. So we appreciate you can't go on forever on Twitter. We've got to make it concise and short. But yeah, if you can tweet us, use @CaresWins so that we know, and it's all coming in through the radio show. And if you want to use the hashtag with 12 words, then please do. And that's the number 12, 12 words, rather than using 12 the word, because then that's too many characters. And again, just one of those 3. So whether it's happiness, purpose, or love. That's right, Shirley, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So tweet us and we will get those out. So 3 signed books on offer there for you. If you're listening in, wherever you are in the world, we'll get them out. Postage is not a problem. You let me know and we'll organise that. So Shirley, I'd just like to finish off with regards to your last song to make sure we get time for it. We've got Eye of the Tiger, so I'm going to make sure we play out with that. Just to highlight that it's a great song, is it not? I mean, it goes on forever. It's, what are we, 1980s, that song and that film?
It's an awesome song, and I think actually Rocky's just had its 30th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And I think
I feel old.
The importance, no, not at all. I think the importance of choosing Survivor was one of, you know, we're human.
Mm.
We've all got some struggles or pains or something in some way to go through, but the most powerful thing you can give yourself is a powerful mindset, is a strong mindset,
yeah,
positive mindset, and allow yourself to recognize and really dig deep and remind yourself that you are a survivor, you're here today. And just keep from that positive mindset and the power of that, and actually, why not, the idea of running up and down those stairs,
I know,
and
feeling
positive and feeling strong.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to play out with that. But before we disappear, I want to say a huge thank you, Shirley, again, for joining me in the studio today, and also being patient with me in the last few weeks, because our email communication has been a bit lapse on my half. So apologies there, but thank you so much for joining us and for just sharing and touching a little bit of what you do, your work wise, your world, and also for sort of giving that hints and tips for our listeners. I know that if people want to follow up in more depth with you regarding even maybe Deacon, the question earlier from him, if there's further questions or queries that you want to get in touch with Shirley, probably the best place is your website, which is shirleypalmer.com.
It is. Yeah.
Obviously, yes, you're on Twitter, as I mentioned earlier, so that's @ShirleyMindset. And, of course, we will share all of those links on our Facebook page, which you can find under Who Cares Wins Radio Show as well. So do make sure that you have a look at her site, have a look and see about the book. But, of course, if you want to get a free copy, then don't forget to listen back to the show and find out that little link there that Shirley mentioned about how you could win a signed copy. There's only 3 available, so get in there quickly and post on Twitter. Remember, using @CaresWins with the #12 words. So thank you, Shirley. and I just have a couple of things I want to mention. One is we have, don't forget, with Awareness Weeks and Awareness Days, it's White Ribbon Day coming up on Wednesday, the 25th of November. Remember, the White Ribbon Campaign is the UK branch of the global campaign to ensure that men take more responsibility for reducing the level of violence against women. So if you want information about that, it's whiteribboncampaign.co.uk. And of course, it's Road Safety Week this week. The wonderful charity Break, the independent road safety charity, do a lot of work. So roadsafetyweek.org, you can find out all of the information and if there's actually an event going on near you, or perhaps to request a free Community Road Safety Week poster. So do have a look at that. Great work they do to stop needless deaths and serious injuries on Britain's roads. Next week, I'm not here. I'm going to be away for a couple of weeks, but I will be back, hopefully, full guns blazing on the 14th of December. But in the meantime, Jan is here, and next week's guest is a marvellous guy who contacted us through the email website, Miles Allen, another author, Shirley. So we're following along the book theme here. He's going to talk about his own story through childhood and also how through a breakdown and depression, coming out the other side with a book, and how he then, to quote him, he actually knocked the Hunger Games off the number one slot in Waterstones in Ashford, awesome, in Kent for a week. So marvellous stuff there. He's joining Jan in the studio next week. It's been a pleasure to be in the studio here and getting my fingers involved again in the studio, and I'm getting there slowly. And again, big thanks to all of you for your patience and understanding and your well wishes to me, and also for supporting Who Cares Wins and Jan Mulligan, my co-host, and all of the marvellous people that come on our show and talk to us about their great work, including all the wonderful Shirley Palmer for today. So we're going to play out with Eye of the Tiger. Don't forget, stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk because there are some awesome shows following on. Don't forget, Richard is up at 2 o'clock with the Richard Hubbard Show. Take care, everyone. Have a fantastic week and be well. Thank you.